The following program has been pre-recorded. The information shared directly or indirectly on Vital Health Radio or by Whitfield Media Group is not to be understood as or misconstrued as medical advice. This information is not a replacement for your current health provider who is acutely aware of your current health state and course of treatment. Any information shared about a product or service discussed by any host or guest on Vital Health Radio is not to be interpreted as a doctor-patient relationship.
The following broadcast is a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, November 17th, 2024, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. If you're searching for a clear, unbiased, science-based view of how to slow your aging, decrease illness, lose weight, maintain fitness, and optimize your nutrition, all with a hint of humor, Vital Health Radio is your home base. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is the podcast king of this whole area, Clint Powell.
Heck yeah, thank you.
I started with no insults today.
That's every now and then.
Yeah.
Except you reminded me now that...
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
You brought up old pains.
Yeah, like, way to go. Way to go.
Hey, I have a lot to talk about. Again, I try to accumulate information all week long that is in the news, that is accurate, that is substantiated, that helps people be empowered on their journey to better health. And a couple things I want to talk about real quickly is that I did do a speech yesterday at the Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
I've done this for Stephen Pike, who is works for the funeral home here in town. And Brian Connell does his advertising, and just a wonderful guy. My dad knew his dad, and I spoke there many years ago, and they asked me to speak again. And what I spoke on was what I'm going to speak on in the Vascular Institute, which is how do we age gracefully? Pretty much. That's right. The topic, because I'm 67 and I've learned how not to do it. And I've learned how to do it. And I've watched 10,000 or more people age gracefully. What does aging gracefully mean? That means aging without falling apart. You know, most of us quit breathing about 75, but you know, we actually kind of died about 45 because our emotions, our physical structure, our look, our energy, our anxiety, our depression, our insomnia, they pretty much were like monkeys on our back for the last 30 years of our life. We get to be normal with that. We think it's not normal. And there's so much more to life if we can learn to manage it, which is not through the use of massive polypharmacy pharmaceuticals. So it was just a really nice invitation. I did 35 minutes and I had tons of questions. Brian, my friend, said he couldn't believe the amount of questions that came in. They were very good, solid questions.
Well, just real quick, I know you've got some stuff to say. I just want to say that sometimes we forget, as when you're young, it doesn't take as much to stay in shape, and you may not have as much pressure. But as you get older, we become very aware of how much our body feeds off our emotions. Our emotions feed off our body, our gut, our brain. These things are not operating in vacuums. There's this big overlap with them. Right in the middle is called life.
Mm-hmm.
And we just, you don't realize that living in chronic pain, yeah, I can do it for a while. But by the time you're 60, that becomes your identity. Or I live in depression. And by the time you're 60, you become your identity and realizing, oh, no, there's things I can control and one may affect the other.
Our body is an orchestra, and very well spoken, because when you affect one musician, it's going to affect the harmony of all
right.
the music.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the journey of my life. But one thing I did say at the Rotary was I consider health like a chair, a four-legged chair. And there's four parts to optimizing your health, and make it really quick here. First is diet. And I put across the point that we need a lot of protein, a lot of healthy fats, and lower carbs most of the days of the week. You take one or two days with higher carbs, but the other five, lower carbs. Secondly is sleep. I know I've had a chronic off and on of insomnia for many decades. You have your issues with sleep too, mm-hmm. I know.
Yep.
And it can devastate us. And actually, it's still one of the most commonly used torture methods in other countries is to deprive prisoners of sleep, because you will go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I felt on the verge of that at times, you probably have too.
Absolutely.
Then next is exercise. And exercise isn't walking just the treadmill. It is doing weight training. And all the research is so strongly pointing to the fact that that is the main exercise that creates longer life and less mortality. And last is nutraceuticals. And I call it the green pharmacy. And I spoke about, you don't have to take as many pills as I do. I held up my little plastic baggie and said, I have 72 pills in here. Actually, there's 62. I made a mistake when I said 72. So I've cut back. I'm down to 62 a day. And I said, when I count on a calculator, I'm almost at 1 million pills per my life. A million pills. That's a pretty good record to hold. Yeah. That could be a good Guinness Book record, probably, but I can't prove it.
You can't prove it.
Yeah.
I could always say I've done a million and one, and me and you both have the same proof.
So yeah. I said, how do we do this without any complexity? I said, you just walk into Nutrition World and you buy what's called the Core 4.
Yep.
It's a kit. And it has all your pills in one little packet per day.
You I've bought it for people in the past. For, yes.
Yeah.
By the way, great Christmas gift for a little stocking stuff for Terry.
Thank you for saying that, because our gift cards, and here's the real deal. I mean, you just threw this in my mind. On Black Friday, you get 50% off any one item. I wish I thought of that yesterday. Yeah. I would have told them that.
No gift cards on that. But you know what I'm saying. You keep $50 gift cards, a $50 gift card. But Core 4, any of the other stuff you've heard us talk about.
Yeah, come in and get a 50% off. I lose money. So it's not like this is your day to really.
Yeah, one day a year he operates his business like I've operated every business I've ever owned forever. He just lose money, give everything away. That's very good, Ed. That's good.
Yay.
Do you have another leg of the chair? Or if not, I was going to say something.
That's four legs.
Yeah, I'm not counting.
Legs.
I'm not listening. Yeah. Well, some legs, some chairs are. Some chairs, there's only one leg, you know.
Okay.
A stool. Maybe one of those stools. I got to quit. I want
to
say
something.
We
don't need to talk about your bowel movements. No,
wow.
So.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No, one of the things I wanted to say, though, real quick about the power of this show, what I think for you is, and we've talked about this in the past, you talk to people so often, every day, about their things. Mm-hmm. So you've got this whole wealth of knowledge, you're learning new things, you're a very curious person, and then all day, you have to address the same, basically, 5 to 10 questions. How do I age gracefully? I've got joint pain, I want to lose weight, I've got gut issues, I've got brain fog, I'm sick, immunity. And you kind of know what you're supposed to do, but there's this thing that you used to do with podcasting more that allowed you an outlet, and that's what this show is. It's the outlet for you to talk about what you want to. You spend all day serving people, talking about what their needs are, and you've got this stuff that, like, there's stuff I want to talk about that's super cool. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things. I think this is almost like your health therapy for you, is to get it out. To help other people.
Cannot disagree, because, you know, I always feel a sense of relief when I finish the show in certain odd ways. And I think you being the grand podcaster, I think that there's probably shows that you do that you feel are therapeutic for you.
Yeah.
And tell people right now your different podcasts, because I'm starting to say the skilled podcasters should be called teachers, because that's where I learned so much value and history and wisdom if I connect with the right ones. Plenty of wrong ones out there, but like yours is very valuable. What are your podcasts?
Yeah, so I have Dayfire Podcast with Dawson Wheeler, The Crimecast with former police chief David Roddy, Of By and For the People, Eric Buchanan, Matthew Durham, that's politics, cultural headlines, the Constitution. My business one is 5 to 9. Of course, I have During the Break. And I think I'm missing, Oath and Pledge for veterans. But you can just find all of them at DaringTheBreakPodcast.com. The link will show you all those different ones. And I agree with you about the teacher component, but I think, at least in my world and most podcasters that I see, some do take form as the teacher. Mm-hmm. Other ones, I'm the host of the classroom most of the time. I get to bring the teachers in, different teachers about different things, and then I get to play the student.
Well, the
and
teaching, so a lot of people, a teaching
component,
to the
podcast. Yes.
Yes.
So I get to, like this episode, these radio shows that come out as podcasts on Mondays or Tuesdays on Vital Health Radio Download, I get to play the part of the typical shopper or the student in the back that goes, mm-hmm. What is mitochondria? Mm-hmm. Or what is that? What is omega-3? Why is that important? Or, you know what I'm saying?
Perfect.
And so it's more of a classroom environment. And sometimes I'm the teacher, but most 90% of the time I'm just hosting the teacher, which is fun.
But as the listener, I am a student of whatever's going on.
I'm supposed to represent you with the guest. That's the good host.
So I encourage people to find the podcasts that resonate with you in order to further your life. And I've learned that the more time that which I don't spend on TV, I haven't had one in 10 years, But if I'm listening actually to too much music, or I'm just spinning in circles, there's a time to be idle. There's a time for solitary non-movement mentally and physically. But I don't want to be distracted by wasted minutes and hours. Yeah. I don't have to learn all the time, but I want to connect most of the time. I want to say also, when I did the Rotary, I had to have one slide that was bragging rights. And, you know, back in the day, this would have meant nothing. And it still doesn't mean a whole lot. But I did have to say that right now in 2024, we've had 4.1 million views on Facebook, 13 million on my TikTok, 2.4 million on Instagram, and 6 million on YouTube. That is significant. Like, how many views or how many listens have you had on your podcast?
Lately? Last month alone, I had mid-20,000, downloads, which is big for Chattanooga.
That's
smaller
big.
For that.
Yes.
In the podcast world, yes. But if you get the upper echelon, they get millions.
That's better. There was a time when you had 200.
My first month, I had 72.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Cava. I did a video on Cava, the restaurant. C-A-V-A. Probably haven't been over there yet.
I haven't either.
I did it outside the place. It had not opened. But I knew enough about how they prepared foods and the fact that they offered far better choices than most restaurants, especially those that are more of the quick serving restaurants. However, on the Cava videos that I did on Instagram, I did have some great questions. And the questions were, the number one question was, do they use seed oils? I thought, you know what? I could not tell from their menu. So I go up and look at my app called Seed Oil Scout, and it says on there, be careful when you dine there. But what I loved about Cava is they actually posted everything that does not have seed oils. It's the first restaurant I've ever seen that actually admitted they even knew what seed oils were. And they said, if you need to stay away from seed oils, here's the 14 things we carry.
Wow.
That's all I asked for in a restaurant.
That's great, though.
Yes,
that's
transparency.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Pure transparency. There's one in Hickson and one on Gun Barrel. I'll be trying that very soon.
I've
been hooked on First Watch because they do use seed oils, but I know what to order that doesn't have that. Learning RX, got to put another plug in. We're helping to are observing a child who's going there, who's 5 years old, who has very great inability to focus. And I love their billboards because it says it's not about books, it's about the brain. So some people with their kids are like, it just needs a better teacher, it just needs a better a type of system, better books, something to entertain. No, it's actually a dysfunction within the mechanism of thinking. And she, the rep, was at the store on Saturday. We had the Lung Bus there, and also we got an award from the Lung Bus from Memorial Hospital. It was fabulous about the fact that we've supported them and how busy they are to do the Lung Bus. I love the Lung Bus because it's the most preventable disease there is. If you get lung cancer early, it's 98% curable. One of the only cancers like that. Most of those simply are not that way.
And
secondly,
and I went through there with
you. Did.
Was at your place?
Yes.
Last year.
And it shows calcium score.
Yep.
Calcium score to me is one of the most valuable tests to see what kind of plaque do you have. But Learning RX, the one of the teachers was there. She had Scott, our crazy, wonderful manager, came and got me and said, you have to take this test. So I came up to the desk, and it was a timed test because there's supposed to be 9 different mechanisms of which our brain utilizes or pathways to create learning. If you're faulty on any one of the 9, you're going to be less optimal than you could be. Well, this test was one where I was looking at an arrow that goes up, arrow left, arrow right, arrow down. And I had to repeat as quickly as I could, up, right, left, down, right, left. And you go through this list. I did pretty well. A couple people did very poorly because that machine in their brain just did not function well.
I could probably go through it right once. Up, down, left, right, Abraham Lincoln. Who's on first? That would be me. And that would be like, okay, that guy, I don't know what he's doing. Get him away from anything important, though.
I would love to do the program over there, but for the kids and adults, Learning RX is fabulous. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to be talking about potentially a new product for pre-workout. And when you hear me explain the fact that I really do no pre-workouts, have not in years, will not in the future, but this particular one is truly all natural. So when we come back, we'll be talking about that. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. Five convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
It's football time in the SEC. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least three times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Interest rates are coming down and housing inventory is up, so you have more choices for your next home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. As your local realtor, I offer experience, expertise, negotiation skills, and knowledge of Chattanooga real estate. I help you get the home you want and guide you through the process of selling and buying your house. Visit athomechattanooga.com or just search me online, Blake Watson with Epic Realty.
Hey Chattanooga, Josh Porter here for Optimize You, Chattanooga's number one clinic for both men and women's hormone replacement. Are you suffering from fatigue, low libido, or just not feeling yourself? We are the answer you have been looking for. My team and I are here to help you become yourself again. So find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Blake Watson.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, and back with my partner, Clint Powell. And if you listen to us at all, you know that both Clint and I are kind of gym nuts. Clint loves to box. I love to box, but I've not been in it for years due to, you know, reasons like my double hip replacement and things. But I'm back in the game, certainly in the gym. And all guys and a lot of women who really love the results of the gym or push themselves in the gym or want goals in the gym have experimented with something called a pre-workout. I horrendously run from those products that are available, even the more natural ones. At Nutrition World, we eliminated all of the what I felt was a risky product. And when I say risky, the stimulants in there at times can be on the verge of an amphetamine. And I just don't feel comfortable using those. And no one wants an edge more than I do, but I don't use those. Well, there's a great company called Omdiom that we have dealt with for a few years. They make an amazing product for histamine problems that we carry. But today we're going to talk about a pre-workout in a capsule that I experimented with. I was giving the rep, Chad, who's a wonderful rep, I was given a bottle and I started using it at two capsules a day, and then I went to three capsules a day. There is definitely an edge to this. So today we have Tim Prince with this company, and welcome to Vital Health Radio, Tim.
Thank you, Ed, and Clint, too. Glad to be here. And in tow, I have Elias Chitalis, our partner on the ingredient side with C Nutrition.
Hey there. How we doing, guys?
Good, good, good. So thanks. Thank you both.
Hey, anybody with a name like that has to be smart.
He's got glasses, too.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh,
well, let me just be transparent because I'm supposed to be the witty banter here. The reason Ed asked you to introduce him is because neither one of us, we were going to insult him by trying to pronounce the name. So thank you for bearing the burden, sir.
That was simply
I've worked with him for 8 years, and I still have to think twice about how to say his name right.
Well, thank you for the patience.
Well, I want to. Yeah. So let's talk about it. It's called Max Reps Elite, and it actually is a natural product that isn't a amphetamine of any sort, because there's a lot of legal products out there that are really on the verge of unhealthy. And again, we've eliminated the ones we feel are really radically bad. But there's guys and women who just have to have this big push. And why don't I like it? It's because it stimulates the adrenal glands to shove out their hormones. And you can't keep whipping a tired horse. And it will, if you do, it's going to eventually fall onto the ground. And I don't want to do that as I'm aging at 67 and even at 47. That's why so many people can't get energy anymore, because they've overused their own body's system. So tell us about Max Reps Elite and what's it made from. Clint will be very intrigued. In fact, I brought Clint a bottle.
Yeah, and just real quick, as you address this, the first thing I was surprised about is that was a capsule, because I've just been conditioned that pre-workout most of the time is a powder. So I'm interested and quite intrigued.
Well, there's a lot of good reasons behind that, and I'll start with kind of what you were alluding to there, Ed, you know, muscle endurance, aerobic performance, muscle growth, and general endurance is what a lot of people are looking for. But you're right, you're taxing your body with a lot of the pre-workout stuff that you put in there, and how can you find something, anything, that's going to truly address those goals that you're going to have, that's also not going to negatively impact you in a multitude of other areas? And that's the beauty of Max Reps Elite, is that it kind of produces and provides that for, you know, you as an athlete. To that end, you know, a lot of people are, okay, well, what is Max Reps Elite and how is it different? Well, there's a lot of people that understand what capsaicin is, and if you don't, the short version is it's what fires you up when you eat hot wings. You know, it makes you sweat and turns on that internal burn within your body. But along with that comes the burn in your body that you're not really comfortable with. And that's the challenge with a lot of historical capsaicin-based options that are out there, is that they do kind of they burn you up, and they're not comfortable on the GI tract. So that led us to work with our partners and say, okay, we know this stuff kind of benefits athletes, but you know, the pain and discomfort tends to outweigh the benefit for a lot of people, so they choose not to use it. So we've identified, basically the short version is, we've identified the part that works, isolated it, and have made it available to the end consumer. And now you're starting, you brought up the burn and why that's important. And we'll get into the science of all the data and how you're going to have these killer workouts like you guys do. But, you know, first of all, you got the stomach burn issue. And because we've isolated the active part, that significantly reduces that down and how that's going to impact you. It's 6 to 8 times more bioavailable than regular standard capsaicin extracts are going to be, which in turn means that you can use less to get the same ultimate benefit. So you have, as a result of that, a less likely risk of having any kind of stomach irritation. And you mentioned that it was in a capsule, and that's important to note too, in that the encapsulation itself makes it and allows it to be a targeted to release, so you further reduce the likelihood of having some of those GI upsets and burns. So you're significantly reducing it down. And in our experience thus far, those that have tried Max Reps Elite, if they, in the rare case that they do get a bit of a GI discomfort, it lasts very, very short amount of time. Most people, it's around 5 minutes, and then it's gone, and then they're ready to go.
I completely agree with that. Mine was about 5 minutes. I've probably taken it 20 times, and I had it maybe twice.
Yep. Yep. So, you know, that's the science behind it. You know, how do we deliver something that's going to have incredibly positive results? We know it's going to have good results. We've seen it throughout the years, but the problem has always been I can't tolerate it. So how do we get all those great benefits and then fix the toleration part of it? And that's ultimately how Max Reps Elite came about for us.
Well, it's interesting, and of course, anyone who studies muscle building, which Clint doesn't because he doesn't have much muscle on him.
That's uncalled for.
But the thing is, but guys like me who are vascular, you know, we know that more blood goes to the muscles will help recuperation. You'd certainly look better during the moment, but really the goal is the long term. And the more we can feed the muscle who that needs recuperation, because we just basically tore it down by creating hypertrophy by injuring the muscle, then we need blood to repair it. The more repair we get, the better we end up being with strength and look. So I love the fact that it's not an adrenaline hormone. I didn't know there was science behind it like you're stating there is, so that's pretty darn cool. I just know that when I was explained how it worked, I was happy to try it, and I'm very pleased with it. I don't use it every day. I use it maybe a couple times a week. I'm going to give Clint my rest of my bottle, and he will be a guinea pig on that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I'm along there the same lines with you, Ed. I don't use it every day either, but I do use it consistently. Anytime I'm going to go and I'm going to have a workout kind of day, then by all means, it's going to go in there. And why that matters to me is things like I don't have to use the stimulants as much. For example, caffeine. You know, caffeine, everybody uses caffeine as a stimulant. Every time I go to the gym, I see the young kids, and it makes me nauseous to see this, but they're sitting there with these 200 milligram drinks of caffeine, right? And they're trying to do that. Well, the cool thing about Max Reps Elite is it can help you not have to have that caffeine as a stimulant. Right? You don't have to put your body through that, which means at the end of the day, what's going to happen? You're not going to be loaded up on caffeine and sitting there at 12 o'clock, you know, scrolling through TikTok and Instagram, wondering why in the world you can't fall asleep.
And you get immune to caffeine. The more you use, the more immune you will eventually get as we age. Now, is it you have to take it with a protein drink or meal? I would be afraid not to myself, but I don't know that. Please tell me.
So, you know, you can take Max Reps Elite, I'll say the right word in a minute. You can use Max Reps Elite anytime you don't have to have in a protein drink, anything like that. I take it on an empty stomach. I do suggest for somebody that may have a sensitive stomach that they take it with food, but you're going to take it about 45 minutes before you work out anyway. So it really is at your own personal discretion on whether or not you do. As for me, I don't like adding extra things in there if I can help it, so I'm going to keep it as clean and as natural as possible in my workouts. So that's kind of why I do mostly an empty stomach when I take it.
You know, one of the things that if it works for me, like it's worked for Ed and like you're talking about, that having a powder is great. It works fine until it's inconvenient, right? You don't have it with you. You got to mix it. You forgot it at the house or you've run out. Mm-hmm. I kind of, you know, I'm enjoying thinking about the convenience of this. If I'm in my car and I don't want to go home first, or I don't want to go get that monster drink, and I've just got this in my bag, I can just knock that out, and it's very convenient. It's way more convenient.
Yeah, the small capsule is easy to take. It's not really a challenge to swallow, anything like that. And, you know, even if you want to take your time when you do get to the gym and use the water fountain, you can take it right there on the spot if you like. So, you know, and there's all kinds of ways that you can do it. But to your point, it does offer a significant amount of flexibility that you're not going to get with powder.
Now, is there any other people, groups that could benefit by using this, like runners or even if you're tired in the afternoon? I'm just curious.
So, absolutely, 100%. We do have clinical data to support it, obviously, for people who are weightlifting, you know, seeing solid gains and how much they can lift in the workout and the recovery process as it relates to that. So you get greater power, you get, quicker on the recovery, you get less workout fatigue. But also on the endurance athlete side of this thing, and you know, as a somebody that, you know, I'm a former Ironman, I used to race it all the time. I'm a big time endurance guy. And that's what I really wanted to know is how is this going to impact me as an endurance athlete and not necessarily a weight slinger. And, you know, it's been impressive, to say the least. The data, there is data, obviously, that's going to be on there, available. You know, again, less workout fatigue. The aerobic exercise itself and activity was going to feel a little bit easier. You know, you get increases the activity while you're still burning fat, so you don't start chasing after those carbohydrate calories, right? You're still sticking with those fat cells and trying to use fat and your stored fats as a means of drawing that out. So from an endurance athlete perspective, you know, longer, stronger, and you sit in the zone that you want to be in for longer periods of time as well from a fat burning perspective. So it's everything that you really want from an endurance athlete too. So, you know, to that end, you know, while Clint is a big muscle guy, you know, those guys that are out there wanting to run, you know, half marathon, marathon, something like that, or even get crazy and do Ironman, by all means, it's going to support their desires too.
Well, I'll just know now that there's going to be about a 15-second clip of this that I will take out and I will play. That's going to be Ed Jones' new ringtone when he calls me. He's going to be Clint's a big muscle guy, because that way I'll remind him that I'm the big muscle guy. There you go.
Tell your rep, Chad, that we're disconnecting with you right at this moment. No more business with your company, because that is going to blow his freaking bald head up here.
No,
he's not a big muscle guy. He's a big guy.
That's funny.
But we won't use the word muscle.
He won't use it, but I will now. But thank you for that. Now I'm looking forward to trying this. I'm actually going to the gym tonight, so I'll be giving it my first go here in about 2.5 hours.
Now, for people wanting to really focus on losing body fat, will they benefit if they do it on the non-workout days?
Yes.
Really?
100%. Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. I mean, you don't necessarily have to take the 4-capsule dose that we recommend pre-workout. If you're just worried about body composition, you can probably get by with just 1 capsule a day. That we actually put this ingredient into one of our weight management products as well, and that ratio is more like 1 capsule versus the 4 capsules. Mm. So you're still going to have a positive impact on your body composition in your off days.
Well, I know that I've had 45 years in this industry, nutrition industry, and one of the oldest kind of repeatable statements, and we got about 1 minute left to go, but one of the oldest repeatable statements I hear back in the 80s, 90s, even today from the old timers, well, these kind of cayenne peppers, you have a heart attack, it will stop your heart attack. We know that it's good for your heart, but that's kind of anecdotal. I think I'd go to the hospital instead of taking cayenne pepper, but it is interesting.
Yes, on behalf of his legal team that I'm not even a part of, yes.
Right.
Go to the hospital. Back to you, sir.
Well, we got about half a minute here. Tell people if they want to go to your website, and of course Nutrition World offers this product, you can order it online. Mm-hmm. Spell the name of your company, so in case they want to look it up by the name, so that they know this, please.
Yep. Omni, OMNEDM, OmniDM.com. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about Max Reps Elite on our website, and of course, if you're going to go purchase some, go see Ed and the gang over there with Clint and all of his muscles. And see about making that purchase while you're there.
You will not get a Christmas card from me,
no,
Tim.
But he'll be back on the show. I can promise you that. Next time we're going to hear more from Elise, too, by golly.
Yeah.
We're going to get them both on separately.
Hey, you remembered how to pronounce his name. I did.
Because I've got a big brain.
He did,
Big brain, big muscles.
That's right.
All right, brother. Well, thank you both.
I'll finish. I'll say one last thing, Ed, if you don't mind. I've used this personally. Love it. Absolutely been ecstatic with the results that I've gotten. If I told you my lean muscle gain versus my fat loss, you'd be shocked.
Really?
I use it on my daughter who's in high school, who uses it for cross country, uses it for swimming, uses it for soccer, and has killed it. So I am big time fan.
Love it. And we will be talking in another couple of months. Thank you for taking both of your times out. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll have a little bit more empowering information because we're about out of time, but that plus more as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Every child deserves a chance for a healthy, happy life. But when pediatric cancer strikes, it leaves a lasting impact on not only the diagnosed child, but their parents and siblings too. The Austin Hatcher Foundation for Pediatric Cancer is here to erase the effects of childhood cancer and empower families to thrive during and after a cancer journey. Through a variety of support programs such as grief groups, counseling services, art and music therapy, and more, we provide comprehensive, no-cost services and care to children and their families. Join us in making a difference. Visit hatcherfoundation.org to learn more and get involved.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health. That's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app. Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats. Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless. Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake, each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. I'm Ed Jones, back with the PhD of East Ridge, Clint Powell.
Yes, sir.
And Scott, I always ask him before I come to the radio show, hey, what do you think? You got any notes or any ideas? He said, we got to tell everybody something they kind of probably know. There's a lot of sickness going around.
Yes, there is.
There's a lot of sore throats. There's a lot of kind of colds and the flu's a little bit. You know, COVID's still always there. And what do we do? You know, what do we do about that? It's an interesting, you know, journey. And is there pharmaceuticals that help? Pharmaceuticals help you if it's a virus infection, to maybe feel better. There's nothing in the pharmaceutical world that treats a virus. In the nutraceutical world, what it is are things that help your body to fight it. Things like quercetin and olive leaf, those two are extremely potent as far as antiviral. And it was very interesting. There's something called, and you're not going to know what this is. I'm going to go ahead and just actually say that you will not know what this is.
Okay, well.
It's called a phage, P-H-A-G-E. I will be probably long gone, or will be gone, not long gone, when this turn of technology medically will be realized as probably the way that we're going to not conquer, but we'll be able to control all infections in the future. What is a phage? A phage.
Hey, wait yeah. a minute, Ed. Hey, what is a phage, Ed?
I'm glad you asked that question.
I'm just trying to contribute. Go ahead.
I would not have explained it because I figured everybody knew what a phage was.
I would be the everyman. What is a phage, Ed?
A phage is actually a virus that kills bacteria. It's a virus that kills bacteria. And here's what's cool about it is, and I came across this about 7 years ago, they don't know how many phages there are, but there's 100,000. And you know what you can do? What I can do right now? I can name a phage with my name.
You're trying not to smile.
You're trying not to smile.
This is weird watching you not make eye contact.
I am going to name a phage by my name.
And it's a virus that kills bacteria.
It's a virus that kills bacteria, okay. But there's tens of thousands of different ones. Someday, if I name a phage and it becomes the cure for cancer, just think. My name
you're
will
not
going to
find a phage, though. How do you find a phage?
Oh, they're already
You're not going to find one, what I'm saying.
I don't have to find one. They're already numbered. There's a number on them, but no one's put a name on them. So it's going to be like my name at Portofino's on my Edwards J's tequila elixir. Uh-huh. So I'm going to have a phage name, okay? I'm just telling you right now. And so I'm going to let that segue into this next conversation. This is interesting to me because this has to do somewhat with phages. Yeah, and this was kind of out of the clear blue. I would not have thought of this, but microbes found on everyday items like shower heads. Didn't really think shower heads had that much bacteria, but obviously they do. And toothbrushes can enhance your health by forming diverse microbial communities that will actually offer benefits. Because here we go with back to diversity of microbiome. What's a microbiome? It's actually organisms that are not you. They're actually outside organisms, but they're in you. And so these are like the good bacteria, the probiotics. Right. There's other ones. There's phages. There's things like that. But shower heads and toothbrushes will host a variety of these, including bacteria, viruses that maintain an ecosystem, an equilibrium within you because of the way nature truly works. Now, traditional medical thinking is that's not even in their vocabulary because they think there's good bacteria and there's bad. And actually, in the ecosystem, there's no good and bad. It's about being actually getting along with each other. And
we call that balance in Zen.
Ooh.
Yeah, that balance.
I'm not that deep, but that sounds cool.
We have good wolves and we have bad wolves.
Ooh. Go ahead. You know what? You should get a tattoo that has that on there.
But you're a genius.
Bacteriophages. Which are viruses that infect bacteria, are key in shaping these microbial communities and including this diversity. I'm just blown. I know that I'm geeky on this area. I can't stop thinking about phages.
Yeah, but I don't understand how you're going to intentionally use it. That's just, I don't give them yet. But
I'm going to figure this out.
Okay, well, good. You got your microscopes and
I have my
your
brain
droppers,
scope. Yes.
All right.
So I'm going to figure out and name a phage. So
what are you
going to
name it?
To heck with you. I'm not telling you what I'm naming it.
Oh,
that's a secret.
That's kind of rude. Okay.
Yeah. If I tell you, you'll name your phage my name, and then you'll have my name.
Yeah, because I'm smart enough to go figure out a phage. The guy that, you make fun of me all the time. Like, I'm going to go work on phages now. I'm trying to get podcasting down. In my spare time, what am I, Superman too? You phage thief.
You wait and see.
Okay,
I could be famous.
Okay, go for it.
I did an Instagram on tallow. Tallow, you know what that is?
Yes.
That is beef fat that's now considered as like one of the healthiest fats because it's very stable under temperatures and does not use chemicals to make it.
Right.
And seed oils, again, seed oils, I'm never going to stop talking about it. It takes 6 to 7 years to get bad oils out of your body, which are seed oils, canola, safflower, sunflower, and shortening. And it causes cognitive decline and cardiovascular damage. So I want to use oils that are not seed oil based in 90% of everything I eat. I'm not going to be a perfectionist. If I have to slide a piece of birthday cake in that has canola oil in it, I'm going to do that for, you know, my kids, grandkids' birthdays or whatever. But I'm going to try my best not to, and we can make foods without it. Scrambled eggs in the morning with tallow is pretty darn good, but butter's fine, and avocado oil's pretty good. But I did one. It's 30,000 views on Instagram.
Okay.
31,000 almost today. Only been up 3 days. I went to Walmart, and Cody and I, and we did a great video on the tallow. And I'm just throwing it out there because I just want people to start stocking their house with the right goods. If you don't have it in the house, you will never cook with it. But having healthy fat to me is almost as important as healthy protein.
Do you have something else real quick? I was going to throw something.
Throw it out.
Well, I saw something on TikTok and Instagram where apparently there's people that when they're getting served stew, make fun of it. Like, what are we, poor people? Or we live in Russia or whatever? And my mom the other night, because it's the fall, made stew. I grew up eating stew all the
time.
Beef
stew?
Yeah.
Okay. Vegetables and beef.
Yes.
I did too.
And so I didn't understand. Like, I don't understand what this little trend is.
Ah.
Stew is fantastic.
It's got it all in it.
Yeah, and I don't care if it's poor or not. It was, your mom goes in the, gets the leftover stuff and makes whatever. I just wanted to throw it out there. I love a good stew.
I do too.
Thank you. Now, okay, good. No. You're gonna don't quit.
Okay,
don't put your health stupid canola oil.
It's not. There's no oils in stew.
I know,
dummy.
But you're about to find some phage.
I just
thing
don't that, like potatoes.
Here we go.
That's all. Just throw the potatoes out, and I will eat stew all freaking day long. I'll throw the potatoes
to your
on
cards.
Your plate.
Back to your cards.
Because that's why you're heavier than me. Because you like potatoes, and I don't.
It's my big brain.
Oh, okay. Hey, I want to say we're going to be doing blood testing on the November 22nd. Instead of the 29th because of all the holidays.
Right.
And because she's kind of celebrating Black Friday early, the lab will be giving a free vitamin D test if you do any other testing.
Wow.
Now, that's a $45 value at Be Well Labs. Amazing. Great company. Marlene's phenomenal and cares about what she does. Wonderful to empower people with information. And the prices of these walk-in labs are so much less than anybody else.
I got to be honest. They did a full panel for me. And the stuff I got from it was, I sent some of it to Josh over to Optimize You. I sent some of it to you.
Yep.
And then some of it I cried over. And then some of it I was pretty happy about. But it was very, very, very beneficial. And I'm super glad that I did it. If you're wanting to know where you stand, if you're like, I've got goals, before you know where you want to go, it's good to know where you're at. And that's why I like that place. Yeah.
That and, I mean, the gym, those kind of baseline goals is what gives me the motivation to try harder.
Yep.
I mean, I started with the stair stepper again. I've talked about that a couple times. And I could only do 10 floors about 4 months ago, and I just did 110 last week.
Wow.
I did 90 today. I did 80 yesterday.
Good for you.
And, you know, someone asked me at the store, actually, Danielle, that is downstairs, and she does some very great therapies with biofeedback and a machine called OmniMed. She said, does your knee still hurt? And I said, you know, actually, I have no pain at all. And I really think the stair stepper has put me on top of no pain. And
if
you would think it's the opposite, but it's not. And I did tell her about knees over toes. Do you ever look at the knees over toes?
All
thing?
The time.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I've asked
sight.
That guy on my podcast.
Have you?
Yes. Yeah, he responded about 7 months ago and said he was very busy and checked back at the beginning of this year, next coming up. So. Yeah, I would love to get that guy on.
Well,
he's
I don't
fantastic.
Remember the exact details, but he was very unable to do much, and now he can almost dunk a basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I did a couple of his exercises for my knees, and when I say for my knees, it's actually for the tendons and ligaments that was so radically different, and within 3 weeks, I could tell a significant difference. I only did it once a week. So look on Instagram. That's my kind of technology tip for the day is knees over toes and Facebook. I mean, on YouTube and Instagram. Unbelievable. I think he's now starting to want to charge more if you do consultations, which is fine.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to pay their bills. You know, Scott had a great idea the other day for us to kind of talk about how Sears at Northgate, you know, they're tearing it down and they're going to put something there. And all of us that are older remember shopping at that Sears. I do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And seeing the Craftsman tools and the lawnmowers and the clothes. I mean, there wasn't much you couldn't get there.
Uh-huh.
And why are they gone? And the reason they're gone is because they couldn't adapt. They could not change with the times, or at least quick enough. And that's something I'm proud of Nutrition World for, because we do grow and change with what needs to be changed. We have gone from, we used to sell weight equipment. We used to sell yoga clothes. We used to have tons of food, less supplements. Now we have tons of pet food and far less human food, but still good selection. But we know what people need and want, so we adapt to that instead of being hardcore about it. And it's just interesting to think about that Sears, because they were there for five decades.
See, and I went to the Eastgate Mall with the Sears and the JCPenney's and the Lovemans, so I remember it there. But I also remember the one out in Northgate. And to your point, that's why Nutrition World is up, you know, been flexible. They've got an app. The online shopping component now is so much more robust. So again, just staying up with the times. Yeah.
Staying up. And that is not easy. I mean, if you're not a business owner, entrepreneur, you kind of think, well, it just kind of happens. There's no autopilot for that.
That's right.
It doesn't, there's no automatic upgrade like there is on a update on an app on your phone. It just updates it. You can't update a business. You have to be on your freaking game.
Yep.
This study here was so interesting to me, because we don't always consider the transparency of any foods that we eat, but when it comes to cows and other animals, I doubt many people think that the end quality of that animal is crucially based on what did that farmer feed that animal. That's really what it's all about. It's like if you were growing flowers inside of a room or a greenhouse and you didn't water them, well, you're not going to have anything at the end. But if you do cows and chickens and you feed them very poor quality food, they don't turn that quality, that poor quality food into something grand and beautiful. It is going to affect them. So the diet of animals we consume does directly affect the nutritional quality of meat, dairy, and eggs. This is why you never purchase the cheap eggs. They're fed the glyphosate, corn, and soy that has no nutritive value, but it makes the egg look the same, and it has the color of an egg, and it does have a taste, but not as good as the good ones. And modern farming practices have increased the polyunsaturated fatty acids in chicken and pork, which means these are very unhealthy fats. And high levels of these fats lead to liver problems, inflammation, and metabolic disruption. Conventional chickens are now the highest source of linoleic acid, which is seed oils, which is what we talk about all the time. So conventional chicken, I eat three times a month now. Do you like chicken as your main source of protein, or are you going for beef? Or
no,
going
I like
fish?
Steak, beef. Yeah. I like salmon and steak. And then I'll eat chicken, like I said, once or twice a month.
Yep. I had salmon last night at Girardino's, and it was an excellent, excellent, excellent meal. Lastly, I'm not even going to ask you if you have these issues, but constipation, Clint. Constipation may raise the risk of serious heart problems. I'm not looking at you with any eyes of guilt over there. But it also, people don't understand. They think that the bowels are pieces of plumbing like in your toilet, and it flushes it out, and sometimes it doesn't, and it flushes. No, it is a residual of terrible septic tank toxicity if it doesn't go out every 24 hours. And we do know it increases colon cancer significantly, but now we know that it's going to include heart attacks and strokes, especially if you have high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure and you're not going to the bathroom regularly, it's going to increase your level of these by 2.7 times in this study by the American College of Gastroenterology, is the one that published that study. A guy 1 hour ago, Clint, he's a truck driver. He looks like he's about 50 years old, no older. And he was talking to me in the store because Greg came and got me, and he'd been shopping with Greg for years, even before Greg came with me. And he said that he's always had a problem because he had some abdominal surgery, probably produced some scar tissue. But he said when he's getting colonics from this wonderful lady named Denise. And before he went to Denise, he was going once every 15 days. Yes, once every, he said, my brain was so foggy, I felt like I was kind of intoxicated. It was intoxication of septic materials because he's absorbing it. But can you imagine 15 days? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
And generally, no. Women have more problems with that than men. But he said, I'm a truck driver. I do eat better than most. But, and I'm just like cringing. If I go.
Hold on real quick. Let me write this down because this is what everybody will care about. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not going to talk about my bowel movement. Just to heck with you. I'm going to keep it secret, you goofy goober. You goober. That's a good way to end this segment, actually. All right. It is time to take a break from Goober. We will be back with more information as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Do you love Southeastern College football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. SEC at its best. Join us each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Nothing but the best in SEC football talk and information. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM. Production from the Woodfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. I'm Blake Watson with Epic Realty. Join me for a podcast dedicated to buying, owning, and selling a home in the Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia area. Through expert interviews and real-life experience, we'll cover tips, advice, and resources for everything in your home ownership and home selling journey. The podcast is called Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate. Catch our weekly episode of Let's Talk Chattanooga Real Estate on your favorite podcast app.
Chattanooga, when it comes to vascular care, there's one name that stands above the rest, the Vascular Institute, your regional leaders in vascular care. What sets us apart? First and foremost, your convenience matters. We're the only vascular practice to welcome self-referrals, putting you in control of your health journey. No need for a maze, just a direct path to the care you deserve. Worried about wait times? At the Vascular Institute, timely appointments are our promise. Your symptoms won't wait, and neither should you. Comprehensive care isn't just a tagline. It's our commitment. High-quality outpatient treatments that cover all areas of your vascular health, that's the Vascular Institute difference. 5 convenient locations to serve you. Find Vascular Institute online at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Mandy Livingston, General Manager for Optimize You. Have you been feeling like you aren't the man or woman you used to be? Have you been told it's normal and comes with age? Well, I'm here to put that talk to rest. At Optimize You, we are a hormone replacement center that specializes in both men and women's hormones. We believe that normal is not optimal. Find us online at OptimizeYouCenters.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones, and back with my partner, Clint Powell, and he has a question to ask
you. I do. Because we're running a little short on time, I want to ask you this. You mentioned earlier in the show, what is the core four, and why is it important? Can you nail that for us real quick?
Absolutely.
Because it's that time of year, and I want people to go buy this product, have it there in case you need it.
It is, to me, your insurance policy for aging gracefully, maintaining less inflammation, supporting the body and all the levels that it needs, like detoxing and blood building and less inflammation and cognitive enhancement. These come not with a single nutrient. It comes with the orchestra. And I decided after about 40 years of seeing people come in with a lot of confusion, including me, about how do I help you to figure out the plan. And the plan became easier because I put together what I know 92% of all humans are deficient in and need, and that's this multiple array of nutrients. And I put it in a packet of the right magnesium, the right D, the right omega-3s. All these are tested to have the most pure level of raw materials made in the country.
So it's omega-3s, vitamin D, magnesium.
And the state-of-the-art multivitamin.
And a multivitamin.
And that is about 50 to 60 nutrients.
The reason I wanted to bring that up is I, before the Core 4, had to go through the shelves and pick and choose this one and that one and this one and this one. And it was always a little more expensive. Yep. And if you quit carrying a product or they changed what was in it, I was going back to square one. This is, I go buy a box and
thank
I'm done.
You. And I
and
told
it's pre-packed.
And it's pre-packed. Yeah. Don't have to have multiple balls. And I told the people at the Rotary, if you are concerned about budget, one is come in on Black Friday and get it for half price. Secondly is do it Monday through Friday. Take weekends off. You get 5 weeks instead of four. It will not hurt you to do that. Thank you, yeah. Clint. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake. For past shows, go to your favorite podcast platform and search Vital Health Radio Download. Also, find us online at vitalhealthradio.com, and we thank you for listening. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download. This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.